Can you describe to me what daily life is like in Tripoli at the moment?
Tripoli suffering from Mr. Gaddafi's army, and many people, about 25,000 person in jail right now in prison. He took everybody from 15 years up to 40 years. He enforced them to fight with him. And if anybody refused, they kill him immediately.
So is that... I'm sorry, are you describing that that's a type of conscription that Gaddafi has put in place?
Yeah, Gaddafi is enforcing everybody in Tripoli. If you refuse to fight with him, you will be killed. And people every night went to the street and they want to express that they refuse him, they don't want him anymore, that they want their rights as a human being. But he answered us by bullets in chest and then heads every night. This has happened.
So there are protests happening every night in Tripoli?
Yeah, every night in Tripoli. And the NATO have their planes flying on the Tripoli, and they see everything. Each movement we do on the ground, they saw it. So they can confirm this.
Can you tell me whereabouts in Tripoli these protests are happening?
Yeah, especially in Fashloum, and Souq al-Jumaa, and Tajoura. This is the three areas starting the revolutions in Tripoli. And most of people he took to the prison from these areas. I was shot in the fourth day of the revolution, of Tripoli revolution, about 2 months ago or more. I have a bullet in my chest, and I am a doctor. I refused. He gave us an order that we shouldn't treat the revolutions. Only we should treat the army. They are militia, not army. We saw them and we catch some of them from Chad, from Niger, from Algeria. They are not even pure Libyan. They are from everywhere. And he used every force possible he can destroy Libya. He knew that his time is over. He wants to destroy everything he can destroy.
And why were you shot in the chest?
He don't want to stop the revolution. He wants to kill everybody. How he will kill us? By shooting us on head and chest. I refused the disorders and I joined the revolutions. So I was in the street and expressing that we want free and our rights. He had snipers everywhere. They took the highest building in Tripoli, especially this on Friday, every Friday, because people go to pray Al-Jum'ah. So more people will be joined together. So he put snipers everywhere, every Friday morning. Now in Tripoli, we have no communication internet. We cannot connect you with the internet. We can put these videos online.
But are you taking videos?
Yeah, we took videos for everything. For the people who burn the embassies in Tripoli, American embassy, British embassy, the home of Ambassador of England. Everything happened in Tripoli. We have photos and the videos for it.
And can you tell me, is there an organized opposition movement in Tripoli at the moment?
Not organized. And these three areas I told you, we have one control room, okay? Because he put his army everywhere. They stop the cars. They search the cars, so we cannot move easily. And if he checked the ID number, and he found you that you are living in Fashloum or Souq al-Jumaa or in this area, you will be in trouble. So what you are doing here and where you are going, something like that. So we have some difficult to contact with other revolutions in other areas. But in these three areas, Fashloum, Souq al-Jumaa, and Tajoura, we have one control room, so we are doing this job together.